Boston is a city already full of colleges, but come this fall, there will be one more. The founder of a Boston Mutual Fund company is finalizing plans for a new Christian and cost-conscious college. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on how the new school will make tuition free in its first year.
Finney Coravilla is covering the cost of the free tuition. He's the college's founder. He says he'll be able to keep tuition low after that because his college won't have expensive amenities.
We're not going to have a stadium, for example. We, rather than own dormitories, we're leasing dorms.
The college will take up one floor of an office building on Beacon Hill. It's called Sattler College, after Michael Sattler, a German Anabaptist burned at the stake as a heretic in 1525. And it enters the college economy at a tough time for small colleges. Two Massachusetts colleges are about to close, and other two have plans to merge. Tolani Britton, who teaches the course on the economics of higher education at Harvard's Graduate School of Education, points out that in order to succeed in this saturated market, a new college must stand out.
I think where they have differentiated themselves is that they're really, from what I understand at least of Sattler, is that they're a niche market. And so they're trying to provide the sort of very selective college experience, but using some of the, I guess, pedagogical methods that are generally used in sort of less selective institutions.
Sattler will rely on free online courses developed by Harvard and MIT. But what really makes it different is that it is a Christian college, although Coravilla says it's early Christianity.
A lot of people, when they hear Christian institution, they think, oh, you must be like a Republican far-right group, and we're very different from that.
Coravilla says his college will emphasize caring for immigrants, the poor, refugees, and it will promote pacifism. 52 applicants from around the country are vying for a place in this fall's first class of 20 to 30. Many of the applicants are homeschooled, like Hannah Milioni of Boston.
Often there's kind of a dichotomy presented between, like, either you have Christianity or knowledge. Like, you can have a good education or Christian education. It can be either faith or science.
Because this fall's incoming first class will be so small, Coravilla is only looking for about three professors. Coravilla says his motivation for starting a new college goes back to his years as a student at Harvard Medical School. He was living as an advisor in undergraduate dorms and thought about how expensive college was. He also decided that the ability to choose any course they want left students without common ground.
There's very shallow community, if any at all, because students, they're not taking the same classes, they're really doing their own thing, and so they're almost like little islands that exist in a vast university.
Coravilla says students at Sattler College will have to study a core curriculum.
They have to do Biblical Greek, they have to do Old Testament, New Testament, they have to do expository writing, biology, economics, statistics, and apologetics. So apologetics is a subject basically about how you know one religion is true versus another, and is there some kind of evidentiary system to defend one faith versus another in a way that's testable and the basis of rational dialogue.
In the second year, students will have to study Biblical Hebrew. Coravilla believes that only by reading texts in their original languages can students get their true meaning. He believes college does not develop character anymore, and he wants to change that. Coravilla is a mission-driven person. He was working in the medical field, but felt that he could make a greater impact by bringing his faith into a different field, mutual funds. So he founded Eventide, a mutual fund company that specializes in socially responsible investment. Opening a college is daunting for anyone, but Coravilla faces additional challenges. His college must meet several conditions imposed by the Massachusetts Board of Higher Education. It'll have to reach agreements with other colleges to offer students lab courses. It'll have to show it does not discriminate based on religion. Coravilla calls these conditions straightforward. Perhaps the most daunting challenge is the financial one. Coravilla says donations are coming in now, but because the college relies so much on funding from Coravilla, he's had to sign a pledge that he'll continue to finance it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.